Okay, we are starting on page Kuf Ayin Pes. And we're right at the end of Siman Shin Lamed Dalet. We spoke about fires yesterday with a very important Sif Chof Vav. Put everything into place for nowadays. And we are doing the last Sif today of Shin Lamed Dalet. Page Kuf Ayin Pes, Siman Shin Lamed Dalet, Sif Chof Zayin. Gacheles Hamunachas Mokoim Sherabim Nizrikim Ba. If there is a coal in a place where the public are going to be are being damaged by it, Yochol lechaboisa, you're allowed to extinguish that coal. Ben im hi shemateches, ben im hi shalates, whether it's made out of metal, a metal type of burning hot piece of metal, or whether it's a hot piece of wood burning coal, whatever it's made from, you're allowed to extinguish it. Va'rambam oise b'shalates, but the Rambam says you can't extinguish a coal that's a wood coal. A metal one you can extinguish, but not a wood coal. Fine. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaton pei beis. Yochel lechabeisa, you're allowed to extinguish the coal. Umari she'ein le'etzei eich letaltel mimakom zeh. The case here is that you have no way to get this, to move this coal away from this place. The fanoisa le'mokom acher she'ein rabim metzuyim, want to put it to a place where people won't be damaged by it. You have no such option. If you would be able to move it without extinguishing it, but rather it's definitely better to move it rather than extinguish it. Moving is just a question of muksa. Extinguishing it is potentially a deraisa, and therefore it's definitely better to move it. If you can't move it, that's where the sif comes into play. Sif cotton pe gimel shel matachos, if it's a metal, hot metal coal, ve'im b'zeh mishum metzareif, if you put it out by pouring water on it, let's say, that's not called mitzarif. What's mitzarif? Hainu, shimechazek es hakli al yedei hamayim, seinim shesheshech alea, when you want to, I think it's called tempering, when you want to, they make a kli out of metal, like a blacksmith, he dips it into water afterwards, right? And that actually strengthens the metal, it expands and before it's been put in, when you put it into the water, it suddenly contracts and that strengthens the metal, that's called tempering. You don't have to be concerned here that if you pour water on this metal, you're tempering it. Kevin Chain Machavin Lazer, since that's not your kavona. Sifkaton pei dalet, ben v'chul v'chule shel eitz. Whether it's a metal, hot metal coal or it's a wooden coal, it's permitted to extinguish when it can do damage in public. Because, as we already discussed, extinguishing a coal or extinguishing something on Shabbos is only a deraisa if you're doing it in order to produce a coal. You've got a burning coal, flames are up, and now you want to blow out the flame so that the coal can now be used for cooking. That would be a deraisa form of extinguishing because you're extinguishing it is a productive thing. But in a standard situation of extinguishing where you don't want the product that you're extinguishing, that will be called Ein Sichel Gufa, and Ein Sichel Gufa, according to most Rishonim, is an Issa only an Issa Drabonon, not a Deraisa. You did the same act as a Mishkan with a different Kavana, that would be a Drabonon. And therefore, if it's only a Drabonon, so in a situation of potential public damage, they did not decree the Issa Drabonon, and you're allowed to extinguish the coal, even a wood coal. But if we're only talking about damage to property but no damage to people, then there's no permission to do this drabonon of extinguishing the coal. As we learned earlier. However, the Rambam was brought at the end of the Sif by the Shulchan Aruch prohibits extinguishing a wooden coal. Why does the Rambam hold that way? Because he has a unique opinion when it comes to Ein Sichel Gufa. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskins, again, we paskin, or most of the Shonim paskin like Rabbi Shimon, Ein Sichel Gufa is Drabonon. But he paskins, the Rambam, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually a Deraisa. And that's why to extinguish a wooden coal would be an Issa. Because you're doing Ein Sichel Gufa, which is a Deraisa. And you can't do a Deraisa to save the public from damage. But on the other hand, why does he allow the metal coal to be extinguished? It's because extinguishing such a metal, hot metal, is definitely not a deraisa form of extinguishing because it's not something that burns it. It gets hot, but it doesn't burn, and therefore extinguishing it is not a form of locha anyway. So even the Rambam allows you to extinguish the metal, the hot metal, to protect the public from damage. And Sifkot and Pehe, Rambam, the last one, right? Rambam Oisa, Rambam prohibits extinguishing the wooden coal. Ba'alocha kadei Rishona, however, he points out very clearly in the Mishnah Berurah, we don't paskin like the Rambam, we paskin like the first opinion, that you're allowed to extinguish it, whether it's made out of metal or whether it's made out of wood. It's all going to be a drabonon, and in a situation here of public damage, we waive the issa drabonon of extinguishing any type of coal. Moving on now to the next siman. Now, this kind of idea we mentioned in the previous siman a little bit, the idea of something which is, again, the previous siman was really much more focused on if there's a fire, what you can save from the fire. Here we have a similar type of sudden damage situation, but a different type. So siman shin lamed hei, din chavis shenishbro, the din of a barrel that broke. And you're going to lose the contents of the barrel unless you act quick. Boy hei seifim. Okay, so sif aleph. It's a long sif in the Shulchan Aruch, and not that long in the Mishnah Berurah, but we're just going to do Aleph today. So Shulchan Aruch says, Chavis Shenishbo, if a barrel broke, and now you're about to lose all the contents. Matzilim emena mozoin shalosh sudois afila bekelim harbe. You're allowed to save from it 3 meals worth of its contents, even by putting it into multiple kelim and taking those out. The ilu b'kli echad, because if it's all going into one kli, afila machzik meya sudois matzil, you can even if you can just keep filling up that kli. If it's going into one kli, then you can even keep filling it, even 100 meals worth, you'd be allowed to save. V'ayim elachim bo v'natzil lochem, and you also allow to other people to come and help you, save for themselves. Come and save for yourselves. We discussed this in the previous siman that he's basically been mafkir it by doing so, and therefore they are really doing it for themselves. Obavachali yispoig, but he's not allowed to yispoig, treat it like a svog is a sponge. So you're not allowed to sponge the contents. Dehainu shule yasim hasfoig b'mokim hayayin lachzor lahatifoi. You can't put the sponge there where the wine is. It'll get absorbed and then kind of it will drip out from, again, once it's absorbed, you move it and it will drip out somewhere. That's a problem. Because if we allow you to do that, you might actually come to squeeze the sponge, which would be potentially a deraisa. Squeezing out the contents of the sponge, right? Mefarik is the melacha deraisa. V'afilu im yesh loy beis achiza. And even if the sponge has a handle that we've discussed in Hilchos Muksa, the leka chashash schita asa, where you're not trying to squeeze it and there's no concern, it's not like a situation where you will squeeze it when you pick it up, because you're not holding on to it, you're holding on to the handle, it's still asa to use a sponge, because that's more like a weekday activity to use a sponge, and therefore you can't use it even in that case. You're not allowed to be metapeach b'shemen. What does that mean? To put your hand into the oil here, as opposed to wine now, but to put your hand into oil and then wipe it on the edge of the kli, you can't do that either. We'll find out why in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Ramah says, V'yeshoimim, some say, Dafka chavis shenishbur shebohol. Some say that this discussion is only about a barrel that broke, and therefore you're kind of panicking because you don't want to lose all your wine or your oil, both valuable things. V'myadzil chashinan shiitaknena, because if we allow you to save, that to go ahead and save the contents without any limitations, you might come to actually fix the barrel, which is essentially a deraisa. Aval im nistak va'ovid tip she'enu bo'ob kokach. But if it's not actually cracked, it's not actually kind of fallen apart, it's not really broken completely, it's just got a crack in it, and the contents are dripping out slowly, consistently, but dripping out rather than coming out much more intensely. So you're not panicking as much, you're using drip by drip, but it's not such a panic for you. In that case, since there's no panic, we're not worried you're going to fix the bowel, and therefore mutilat silver kalim, you're allowed to save the contents by putting it into other kalim. Likloit elat saref, we'll see what that means, to collect the contents of elat saref, and we'll see what that means as well, to put another kli next to it. However, some say that this whole discussion has been about saving it by transferring it from one chotzer to another. One chotzer to another chotzer, that's where your bowel was. But if we've got no problem of an eruv, one chotzer to another will be a problem of an issa drabonon of one chotzer to another chotzer. If a yochid to a yochid is an issa drabonon. But if you're taking it from one house to another and you made an eruv between the two houses, then there's no problem of transferring from one chotzer to another. Then you can save unlimited, in an unlimited way, you can save the contents of the bowel even though we said the concern is you might fix the barrel, but if you're not panicking because you have the option of transferring it, then we're not concerned you're going to fix the barrel. In that case, commotion is boyer, le'el, gabed, le'el, it's the very same thing when, in the case of the fire in the previous simon. Okay, that was a lot of details. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Aleph. Chavis shenish berurah, a barrel that actually broke, not just cracked. Ve'ein chiluk ben shenish berurah v'lenishbach adayin legambi ala oret or ben shenishbach kvar ala oret. Makes no difference here whether the barrel is completely broken, but it still somehow has got the contents inside it and it didn't yet spill on the ground, or whether it's really spilled on the ground. You're going to come with your kalim and fill up somehow, I don't know how you're going to scoop up the oil or wine off the ground, but somehow you're going to get the contents. That's the case we're talking about, whether or it's still in the barrel or already on the ground. Yosef, on the left column now, Yosef, Mishal Sudas, because the Chazal were concerned if we allow you an unlimited ability to save the contents in even more than three meals, then you might actually come to do what? The concern is, if you're allowed to bring as many kalim as you want, you might go through and bring kalim and Rosh Hashanah to be able to fill up the spill that you've got here. And obviously that will be a Nisa Doraisa. Or as we mentioned, you might come to fix the barrel. So either of these actions involve a Nisa Doraisa. Okay, bringing a keli to Rosh Hashanah, fixing a barrel, all of the derisas, they are the concern of Chazal, and that's why they limited the amount he can save to stop him and keep his mind focused on Shabbos, that he won't end up doing malacha. The yesh save him, some hold, the kashenishbach me'achavis legami la'aretz, in a case when it actually completely spilled out into the ground already, oz le'shayach shu bol hatzil kevin shekvar naseh, that Shemot Zedeshin says that there we're not talking about, he's not in a panic anymore, because it's already on the ground, so at this point, it doesn't really matter. He's got a perfectly clean floor, and nothing's going to change at this point, and therefore he's not panicking anymore, and therefore you're not limited in what you save. And it could be you can be leaning nowadays, since we don't really have a proper Rosh Hashanah nearby. We don't have them at all. I'm not getting into that shaila, but generally the city streets are not Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's no chashash of it. Oh, you're doing a deraita or bringing kalim from a different Rosh Hashanah. The Trumas Edition's heter, he says, is specifically to kind of somehow draw the liquid and pour it, get it into small cups. That's what you're allowed to do. Gavna love of the chol, because to do it into these small cups is not a normal way you do it during the week. It's not a normal like that kind of weekday activity. People don't put them into little kalim. What's the point? It's not very practical. And as long as you're making a change from the normal way it's done during the week, we're not worried you might come to do an Issa D'Oraisa, and that's why it's permitted according to Trumas Edition. Sif Kotten base Mazoin Shalosh Sudos. We said at the beginning of the Sif that when the barrel breaks, you're allowed to save three meals worth. Hainu, again, it's the same idea that we learned in Shin Lamed Aleph. Hainu Koydim Achiras Arvis. When we say three meals, we're talking about when you haven't yet had your Friday night meal. Mashikosav Veishim and Shin Lamed Aleph, and Shem, as we explained. Va'ayim B'Tosef Shabbos Shikosav, one of the Achoyim writes, Dehechi Dehayayin Motzei B'derech L'Shtoisei B'chol Hayayim. If it's a place where wine is common, frequent, you can get hold of it, and it's normal to drink wine all day, not only at meals, let's say. And certainly other drinks which are not as expensive, which you do drink all day, you're allowed to save even more than three meals worth, because it's not what the three meals are something by, let's say, by bread, where you're having specifically three meals, you don't have to start having six meals on Shabbos. But drinking, you could do any time of day, and therefore you could even collect more of this wine than just three meals worth, because it's not related to meals specifically, you have it any time. Sifkon Gimel, you can tell others, save for yourselves. They're telling the people you can save. When he says save yourselves, that means they now have permission to save themselves three meals. As we discussed earlier in the previous simon. And Sifkot and Dalet, tapach b'shemen, we said, don't metapeach with the oil, which we said, which Shulchan Aruch explained, to put your hand in and then wipe it on the side of the kli. Hainu gamkein metam ze. For the same reason we said. Again, it's all part of the whole panic thing. Sifkotten hay likloit letzarif. So then we said a little bit further on in the Ramah that if the barrel is not completely broken, it's just got a crack in it, it's dripping, and you're not such of a panic, then you can save into kalim likloit letzarif, which something along the lines of, we're going to see catching the contents and moving and putting another kli next to it, right? Din zeh, when hey, right? Din zeh shach lekamon asif base. It's really this detail over here that we're not so familiar with is relevant to the next sif that we'll do tomorrow. Kushanishba b'rosh agag, in a case when the barrel broke and happens to be on the top of the roof. Benakte hacha, so what's it doing over here? Again, if it's on top of the roof, so we're going to deal with the next sif about how to save the wine or the oil in that case. And that those details, leklot de lutzarev, appear over there. And why is it brought over here? The balash me'in under yocholad sil, bekelim, behind our fila, bekelim, haber. It's really just telling you can save it by putting it into even multiple kelim, that would be okay. Again, if it's dripping rather than if it's actually completely broken, because then you're not in such a panic. But those details, the liklot itself, we're going to describe in much more detail. And then Shulchan Aruch as well will speak out these terms in the next sif. So we'll save that for tomorrow. Sif Katan Vav Lahatzil Mechatzel Lechatzel. So we said, Yeshoim, with the end of the Ramah said, Yeshoimim, that this whole discussion has been about saving it from one chatzel to another. But from one house to another with an Eruv, then you can save whatever you want. So your limits are only a case when you're taking from one chotzer to another. Hainu afilu lechotzer acher she'iruv imoy. Even to take it from one chotzer to another where there is an eruv, you still have to be careful with what you take. You're still limited. Rishim tekevin she'ina mekoyua, since it's not a covered area. Dami k'sas rishis rabin, it's very similar to rishis rabin. We discussed this in the previous simon. V'gozu she'im yinatu v'keilim harbe, mitoch shu bo yishkach shu shabbos v'yivim derech shis rabin. And the concern is that if we permit him to take as much as he wants from one chotzer to another, since it looks similar to Rosh Hashanah, and he's in a panic, he might forget it's Shabbos and end up bringing kelim through Rosh Hashanah to be able to collect his oil or wine that he's trying to save. And Sifkot and Zayim, but in a case when it's from one house to another, and it's they made an eruv between the houses, so there's no problem of hotzar, then you can save whatever you want. Hataz Mefak Pig was there. The Taz questions and disagrees with the Ramaz Psakave, this leniency. The Gam Gabe Daleka in Din Zeh Muslim, because even to say that din that we're saying about when there's no problem of Rashuris and it's a covered area, you can say whatever you want, that was even questionable when it comes to the case of the fire in the previous Simon. The Eli Rabba Miyashvoi, the Eli Rabba resolves and defends the Ramaz. But in a case when you want to take it out from your, again, the guy wants to take it from his house or into his own chotzer, which doesn't need an eruv, it's a one rishus. Even the Taz will agree there. Jesh lakel, that sil b'chol inyan, you're allowed to save whatever you want. You're not limited because there's no chashash of hotzar, because you're taking it from a house, so it's very much dissimilar to Rosh Hashanah, etc. And therefore you can take whatever you want without limit. Adkan.